Many police and fire department unions already back Republican candidates, except when the GOP proposes deep cuts in shared revenue to municipalities. The GOP is also trying to portray leaders of many other unions as too liberal for their union's rank and file. The state's GOP Republican Labor Federation is forming to try and woo more union members to the Republican ranks. The Federation's chairman is John Rudig, a Teamster from the Milwaukee area. Rudig took a moment from his truck driving job this week to say he meets with a lot of electricians and carpenters who believe what they hear from talk show hosts.
And a large portion of them have on talk radio all day, and I think they agree more with the Republican viewpoint than the Democratic. I guess their voice isn't being heard. You know, it's just they're kind of just ignored.
Rudig says some issues where rank-and-file union members disagree with Democrats are gun control, taxes, crime, and a strong military. Democrats argue that President Bush is very anti-union and is trying to destroy unions representing federal employees. Rudig says he'll have to give the matter some thought.
And like I say, I'm kind of new with this, but I can't think of any particular issues that, you know, for instance, with something that Bush has done or proposed that that's going to affect me that much with union-wise.
Rudig expects about 50 union members to show up for a meeting Saturday afternoon in West Allis. The featured speaker is Eau Claire State Senator Dave Zien, who will be riding his motorcycle to Milwaukee to attend a Harley-Davidson rally. The state Democratic Party did not reply to repeated requests for comment. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.